Madam President, Honorable Ministers, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen. Firstly, Malaysia would like to congratulate the Honorable Dr. Festus on his appointment as the President of the 64th World Health Assembly. Malaysia is very encouraged with the leadership and response by WHO, particularly with the cooperation of several member states in pushing the NCD agenda forward in preparations of the United Nations high-level meeting in September 2011. In this respect, Malaysia would like to congratulate the Russian Federation for hosting the WHO Global Forum and the first Global Ministerial Conference on Healthy Lifestyle and Non-Communicable Disease Control in Moscow last month. These preparatory meetings, including the regional consultation, have been invaluable in increasing the attention towards NCD at the country level. In line with the mandates of WHO, Malaysia has developed and published a National Strategic Plan for Non-Communicable Disease, also known as NSP-NCD. Adopting the whole-of-government approach, this document was presented and approved by the Malaysian Cabinet in December 2010. The Prime Ministers also consented to the formation of a Cabinet Committee for a health-promoting environment chaired by the Deputy Prime Minister, with a membership consisting of 10 ministries. The first meeting was held on 4th April 2011. Following this meeting, I am happy to report that several policy decisions were made with regards to school health. Students' BMI status will be recorded on their report cards, which will then be reviewed by parents at the end of each school term. Following the set guidelines, obese students will then be referred to the nearest government health and clinics for counseling and interventions. Another program introduced last year under the NSP-NCD is the NCD Risk Factor Intervention in School. Obese students therefore have another avenue for a structured intervention outside of the clinic setting. The Ministry of Education is strongly supportive and actively engaged in finalizing the details of implementation. In addition, there is now a proposed nationwide ban on the sale of unhealthy food for vendors outside of school parameters, which are currently enforced only in certain localities. This decision presents a unique challenge to Malaysia, as enforcement is under the purview of the many different local authorities throughout Malaysia. However, through the Cabinet Committee, the Ministry of Housing and Local Governments have voiced strong support and express willingness to actively engage all local authorities to standardize the necessary bylaws and enforcement of the ban of unhealthy food outside of school parameters throughout the country. While we readily acknowledge that the amount of food consumed during school hours constitutes probably less than 10% of a student's total calorie intake in Malaysia, these policies has a lighthouse effect. These policies are highly visible and symbolic of the government's commitment in the prevention of NCD. As our next step, Malaysia will be looking at how we can further operationalize the five best buys as recommended by the Lancet NCD Action Group and the NCD Alliance. And these include intensifying tobacco control through STDC, salt reductions, improved diet and physical activities, reduction in hazardous alcohol intake, and essential drugs and technologies. Specific for tobacco control, smoking cessation services have been introduced in public hospitals and health centers, provided for free to the general public. As a sign of my commitment, I will be introducing a key performance index for a success rate of 60% after 6 months for inpatient at high risk or with established cardiovascular diseases who enroll in a smoking cessation program. Lastly, I'm confident that we are moving in the right directions in taking our first steps at addressing this issue at the global level under the stewardship of WHO. Thank you.